What I want to talk about is my calling or your calling, your calling. And in verse 26 says, "For you see your calling, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. You see your calling." And the call of God is described in many, many ways in doctrinal terms and in theological works, ain't it? We hear a lot about the internal call, don't we? The internal call of God. And that is true. God does call His people when He calls them by His grace, all those which He hath are pleased to call, He calls them by His power, don't He? His grace. He will speak to their hearts. He will give them knowledge of Himself, and they'll see themselves, and they'll fall prostrate of themselves, and they'll see Christ as their Savior, their only Savior, their Lord, and come to Him by God's power and grace. Not that they had anything to do with it, but what God had to do with them. But the calling of God is an eternal call, and the Word says, "It is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure." So when God calls His people, He works His grace in them, His power, His Spirit, by His Spirit. And He calls them to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, causes them to know Him. It's not what they had to do with, but it's what He had to do with them. He called them. He called them by an effectual, eternal call. God doesn't call people and then turn them loose and let them go. God, like people say, you know, religious people, as Roland talked about. "Yeah, I once knew God, but not departed from God." No, if God knows you, God will make it effectual to you who He is. You'll know God. And you'll not have anywhere to go back to depart to, will you? You'll know God. It's an internal call. It's not something you have by nature, but it's something that He places in you, the power of His Spirit. His grace in you, the hope of glory. So that calling is of God. It's an internal call. And that internal call is an effectual call. When it pleases God who separated us from a mother's womb and called us by His grace to reveal His Son in me. When He reveals yourself in the light of Him and His Son in you, you will bow to and rest in Christ. It's effectual. He brings you to know the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of God in 2 Timothy 1:9 says, "Who have saved us and called us in the mind and purpose of God, you always was His child. But the Lord stood as the lamb slain, and in due time God sent Him to die for you. And in due time, in God's appointed time, He will call you to faith in Christ." He will call you when it pleases Him. When it pleases God. Not when I'm pleased or when I want to do something, but when it pleases God to call me by His irresistible grace. He calls us with a holy calling. And as Roland said, it's not according to our works, but it's according to His own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ even before the world began. And this call that God calls us with is an irresistible call. When God calls a man to faith in Christ, when he sees himself in the light of God, he joyfully and willfully comes to Christ. He's not forced to. He gladly, when he sees himself, he gladly bows to Christ. He gladly comes to Christ. This call is an irresistible call. You can't resist this call. You don't want to resist this call. You're obedient to this call. This is God calling. You see, there it's irresistible. It's the call of God's ultimate, infinite grace. When it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by His grace. Call me such undeserving creature. God, by His power, call me by His grace. He gave me grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. And He called me by that grace. Reveal Christ to my heart by His grace. The call of God. These are good terms. They're accurate, ain't they? But it's best to understand Bible doctrine and Bible terms, ain't it? We know these are Bible terms. But salvation begins with God. It always begins with God. Whoever God purposed to have in eternity past, He will have. They'll be in eternity glory, won't they, with Christ. He will have them people. He said in 1 Peter 2:9, you are a chosen generation. Not because you chose me now, but I have chose you and ordained you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit, meet for repentance. I've chosen you. You wouldn't have chose me. Except I work grace in your heart. I chose you. And in time, I work grace in you to reveal myself to you. You're the recipient. You don't give. You're the recipient. You see that? You're a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. We are made unto God, kings and priests. How? In the Lord Jesus Christ. We are a royal priesthood. In Christ, God looked upon us even before the foundation of the world as holy as Himself. I don't understand that, but He did. He can in Christ because Christ was sheer. He was a sheer substitute, a sheer representative. He couldn't fail. So God could look upon us in Christ, couldn't He? Because Christ could not fail. You're a royal priesthood. You're my sons, my daughters in Christ. Speaking about the church, a holy nation. Men by nature are not holy. Men by nature deserve the wrath of the eternal wrath of God. But He said you're a holy nation. See? You're a holy nation in the person of my Son, in the Lord Jesus Christ, in mine own righteousness. You are holy. You are a peculiar people. You're particular to me. Not because of who you are, what you've done, because this was before you was ever born. This was before the foundation of the world. But because of God. Why He chose me, I don't know. But I know He did, and what God does is forever. And what God does is right. He done it for reason, not only to Himself. He made me a peculiar person. He made you a peculiar person in the Lord Jesus Christ. That you should show forth His praises. Those who are particular to Him, those who are peculiar people, those who are chosen in Christ, They are to show forth His praises in God's time. When God calls them by His grace and reveals Christ in them, they will show forth the praise of God to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, won't they? They sure will. He called you out of darkness. See that? He called me out of darkness. We were stooped in religion. We were going about with both hands and feet trying to serve God. Trying to do something for God. We had it all backwards. It's something that God must do for and in men, ain't it? It's not what we do for God. If God works in you by His grace and by His power to reveal to you who you are in His light and you see Christ, been. He's done something. That's what he's done. You see that? He called you out of darkness. We were in total darkness. We couldn't see. We couldn't understand. We thought we did, didn't we? But we couldn't. We didn't. We knew nothing about the true God. But when God brought us to light and life, we saw God in his holiness. And we fell helpless before him. Do you see that? And saw Christ as our Savior. The call of God is an internal call, ain't it? It's an internal call. It is God which worketh in you. You see that? To will and to do. It's God that calls you by his grace to reveal his Son in you. And as Paul said, in me, that I might preach him among the heathen. It's the call of God himself. It's not my coming to God. It's God's call to me. That brings me to him. See what I'm saying? I'm not saved because I came. I'm saved because he called. You see that? He called. It's an internal call. God works in you. See? He gives you a new nature, a new spirit. He works in you effectually by his saving grace. To call you out of darkness, total darkness, into his marvelous light. Now we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, that he might represent us in his life and die for us and take upon him the penalty of our sins and suffer the just condemnation of God against us, God's wrath, completely. And you're complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Complete. We're complete in Christ. There's nothing to be added. There's nothing can be taken from you in Christ. See that? You're complete if you're in Christ. Every just condemnation has been answered for. The wrath of God is satisfied. You say, well, I'd sin all I wanted to if I believe that. God's people sin more than they want to by God's grace, don't they? They do. They sin and then repent of it, don't they? Yes. God commanded the light to shine out darkness in the creation of this world. And when God commands the light to shine out of darkness in your dark heart, he gives you a heart of light, and you see yourselves in his light. And you see Christ as your Savior to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So when was I called? When I came to God? No. When it pleased God to call me. He called me by his grace. I didn't deserve it, but he called me by his grace. What to do? To reveal his Son in me, Paul said. When God reveals his Son in you, you're no longer the one standing exposed. You see that? You don't want to be exposed. You want his Son to be exposed. He's all. It's only by God's grace that we know Christ by saving faith. It's only by God's grace. If we get what we deserve, it's the eternal wrath of God. But if Christ took our just desert and God was satisfied to punish him as our substitute, then we have nothing between us and God to condemn us. We are new creatures in the Lord Jesus Christ by the grace of God, ain't we? New creatures. God has worked in you both to will and to do. See that? Of his good pleasure. He's brought you to light and life. You see Christ. You follow Christ. You rest right there. You don't rest anywhere else. You don't dare to. You rejoice in Christ. Gladly rejoice. Gladly. My joy is in him. I don't have no joy here. in this flesh. My joy is in the Lord Jesus Christ. God hath made him known to me, this undeserving creature. The riches of the glory of the mystery of his grace. I can't explain that. To me? Yeah. He's revealed Christ to me. This hell-deserving creature. But God did it. God did it for his own glory and our benefit. God commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our heart to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Who commanded that light? God did. Who sent that light forth? God did. Who worked that light in you? God did. Who gave you the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ? God did. What did you have to do with it? Nothing. You just received it. When did he do that? When it pleased him. When it pleased God to call you. That's when he did it. When I was pleased to come to God, no, when it pleased God, you was pleased when God called you, but it wasn't your decision. It wasn't your choice. It was God's choice. God's decision. You see that? When God purposed to do so. Christ said, no man can come to me. No man. It's not possible. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. And when the Father draws a man to me, he said, I'll raise him up at the last day. I'll make him my sons, sons of God in me. He shall be like me. He won't be Christ now, but he'll be like Christ. Christ will still be Christ. In John 10:27, he said, my sheep hear my voice. Anybody else hear God's voice? God does a calling, don't he? And he calls his sheep, whoever he purposed to have in eternity past, before the foundation of the world. Those are his sheep. He said, my sheep hear my voice. Christ did. He said, I know them. They don't know him. But he said, I know them, and I'll make it known to them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Just his sheep now. He's not talking about anybody else. He calls them, they hear his voice, and he gives them eternal life, and they shall never perish. There's no question mark there. That's a statement. That's a fact. That's God speaking. That's Christ. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them to me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. You know, you remember what the religious world used to say? What was they used to say? You know, you can't pluck me out, but I can. That's stupid, ain't it? That's stupid. It's silly. Ignorant. Ignorant of God's righteousness, see? Ignorant of Christ. In Job 11:10, he said, if he cut off and he shuts up or gathered together, then who can hinder him? If God cuts me off in this nature, in that regard, and he shuts me up to faith in Christ, who can hinder him from doing that? Huh? Who can hinder God? God can work and no man can hinder. God does work, and no man's going to hinder God. He's going to have all that he purposed to have in eternity, in glory. He saved us and called us. See that? He didn't call us and then save us. You see what I'm saying? God saved you before the foundation of the world in his all mind and purpose. And he called you in his time. He called you. And he revealed his son in you. He called us by his grace. You see that? By his grace. No. We're not deserving, but he called us. And we wouldn't have come, but he called us. See that? He called us. Who saved you and called you with a holy calling? He gave us the gift of God. He gave it to us. You see that? Faith is the gift of God. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, not even faith of yourself. I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, therefore my faith saved me. No, your faith didn't save you. If you have true faith, it's because God gave you faith and you look to Christ. You don't look to your faith.